She has experience with EU projects in southeastern European countries and in Tajikistan. Currently, she is coordinator of the scientific board for the Foundation of Men's Health and editor, author of the first and second German men's health reports published in 2010 and 2013.
Dear colleagues, thank you for introducing me. I will present you the development of men's health reporting in Germany during the last years. The foundation of men's health exists now 6 to 7 years, and this foundation prepared the first and the second health reports. The Men's Health Foundation in Berlin works on improvement of the health of boys and men. And another task is to achieve understanding that men's health needs a social and political context. Up to now, we do not have a very broad political context, but it is starting to develop. Occupational and social health promotion is the next very important task, and I will return to this issue a little bit later. We started to network existing structures. There are some other foundations and groups which are dealing with men's health in Germany. The European Men's Health Report, which was published in 2011, published definition what is men's health. And you see here that the definition was that a male health issue is one arising from and so on and so on. Interesting is some background about this definition. You know that the WHO defined health, and this definition of WHO, I think, will be the underlying definition of men's health, too. This definition, what you find here and in other publications up to now, is taken from an Australian definition from Richard Fletcher, from the 14th century, from women's health definition. And Fletcher defined that a women's health issue is a disease or condition unique to women, more prevalent in women, more serious among women, for which risk factors are different for women, or for which interventions are different for women. All these definitions are derived from these women's health definition. So, in connection with writing men's health reports, we decided to check which definitions about men's health are available, and they are the correct definitions, or men's health should be defined a little bit specific. You see here in bold some additional remarks to a new proposal of a definition for men's health. That was an expert group, you see, in April, that was in connection with the publication of the second men's health report. 10 experts suggested this definition, and we are now preparing a publication. What is additional in this definition? You see in bold here, that is dimensions of health and the diseases. One of the main problems is to find a salutogenetic a way for defining men's health and not to start with diseases. That is one of the conditions. Another is that you need for men's health a balance of risk and protective factors. we try to define what it is, risk and protective factors for men that will be a part of this publication. Another factor is to stress on strengths and on weaknesses of men, because now I think the strength is in the first place, but not the possibility of weaknesses. And in connection with the mental morbidity, where we have now an increase, we find that we have a problem with these, with strengths and weaknesses of men. Another condition is the social context for such a definition, because I think in the literature you find now a formulation that the social context for men's health is even more important than for women's health. So we put it into these definitions. And then health problems in men require special preventive and care services. I think you know what we speak about. The next is, what is the main problems of men's health? And you know that the dailies are now calculated for the year 2010 from WHO in Geneva and the EMA Special Institute here in the United States. And that is a list for males dailies in Germany and the first 10 positions. And we think that these dailies is very important background for defining the main health problems of males. And here you see the ischemic heart diseases on the first place. And if we look for Europe, so we have three parts in Europe: the western part, the eastern part, and the south European part. And the percentage of ischemic heart diseases is different in these three parts, with the highest percentage in eastern European countries. Depression is now on rank 7. It was in 1990 when the same procedure has been done on rank 10. That means we have an improvement of an increase of depression. And we have here on the 10th position, that is suicide, self-harm. That is in Europe on the 11th place, we in Germany have the 10th place. So these are our two men's health reports. The first is from 2010. And the first was something like a statement about the health situation of men in Germany. And the second was of 2013. Both have been written by the Foundation of Men's Health with financial support of one private insurance company in Germany. The second was a special report about mental health in Germany and the men's mental health. The next is more in detail, the first men's health report. There have been 10 chapters in this report about health status, age groups, working place conditions, selected diseases for men, and the conclusion have been that men need to be informed and cared for in health issues differently than women, and you need clear recommendations for it. And one of the conclusions was that we have some arising mental health problems. And so the second report was for mental health of men, and you see the main conclusions. We have an increase of mental disorders in Germany. That was a clear statement of the experts who have written the chapters. we have special challenges to men now in the globalization society. We have a problem with the comorbidity of mental and somatic diseases. Somatic, that means ischemic heart diseases and backbone diseases and so on. Mental health of boys have increased, especially is ADHD. We have a sharp increase, especially for boys. The world of work affects mental health. I will show the next slide. We have problems of men in different relationships, that means in the private life. And we have an increase of psychotropic prescriptions for men. So we demand in these, all the experts demand better models for health prevention and especially for prevention of mental diseases. One of the key indicators for mental health in Germany now, I think, is the suicide. These are the absolute numbers of suicides. And we have an increase in suicides from 2008 up to now. And we followed a little bit the literature, and we found that Joyner from United States published an increase of suicide in United States from 1999, like a starting epidemic. What we have here, that is a very sharp number, very high number of male suicides, and we have three peaks. The first one is with young people, the second one is 45 to 59, and the third one is males 70 years and more. And when we consider that 30 to 40% of suicides are not well known, then that means the real number is even higher. We have in Germany now a stress report from the Federal Institute for Occupational Safety and Health. And they consider that we have an increase in stress, burnout, and mental ill health. They have done a survey and asked a lot of workers in the industry. And the main problems are that the work requirements have stabilized at a high level, and that there are acting a lot of stress factors like multitasking, severe deadlines, work pressure, disruption in the workflow and the dismissal threat and some other factors. And one of the main results is that the 2i intensive work is not possible on the workplace, and that is one of the main problems, I think. Even time pressure is in Germany on a higher level than in Europe on average. And we have three health reports, this and the last year, from insurance companies. And all they report that we have an increase of absenteeism due to mental ills, that we have a lot of sick leaves due to depression, and that a lot of workers feel stressed by time pressure. And the same with the Barmer, and the same with the report of AOK. These both health reports, male health reports, impacted you see a formation of a department for gender equity, a board for men's health in Germany, a federal men's congress and a men's health congress, and I think that's something now in movement in Germany. What are the conclusions from these reports we have now in Germany? You see that the premature mortality and low social status reduce the life expectancy of men. That is the same like in other countries. But we think that the globalized economy is a new burden for health, especially for males' health and for mental health. We have a close relation between mental health and well-being, like it was written in the WHO Health Report 2012. Support-giving family structures are factors for stabilization of men's health, and we have big problems with this. And in the era of globalization, we need national action plans. We do not have up to now. And we want to avoid, I think, in Germany and in other countries, that we have such problems with mental health. Okay, thank you.